Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is ready to support Lebanon's resistance movement. Mohammad Javad Zarif made the comment at a press conference in Beirut. Zarif also praised Lebanese Prime Minister Tamam Salam for his pivotal role in maintaining the country's security and fighting extremism. Iran's president has rejected allegations that the country supports terrorism. Hassan Rouhani said Iran itself has been a victim of terror since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, and terrorists have been plotting against Iranian officials and citizens since then. The president said Tehran has spared no efforts to fight against terrorist groups. The Greek prime minister has presented the text of the bailout agreement with its international creditors to Parliament for ratification. Alexis Tsipras has asked the legislature to arrange a vote on the bailout text on Thursday. The deal will help Athens avert bankruptcy and remain in the eurozone. Dozens of inmates at a jail in New York say they were brutally tortured by guards for information after two prisoners escaped the prison in June. The prisoners told the New York Times that they were beaten while handcuffed and were threatened with waterboarding with their heads in plastic bags. Palestinians have staged a rally in the occupied West Bank in support of prisoner Mohammed Anlan, who's been on hunger strike for almost 60 days. Protesters have slammed the Israeli authorities' plan to force feed Anlan. The decision comes after Tel Aviv authorized a practice for hunger striking inmates. Israel has come under harsh criticism after the Israeli media said the July 31st arson attack victims won't be entitled to compensation. Under Israeli law, only Israelis and settlers can receive compensation for terror attacks. The arson attack by Israeli settlers killed a Palestinian toddler and his father. The prime minister of Libya's internationally recognized government has stepped down from his post. Abdullah Thani gave no reason for his resignation. Libya has two governments and parliaments. The internationally recognized government is based in the eastern city, Baghdad, while the other one controls Tripoli. An Egyptian court has put Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badi and over 270 others on trial. They are accused of involvement in the killing of policemen during protests in Cairo in August of 2013. Badi has already been sentenced to death in two other cases.